Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. A former FBI lawyer will plead guilty to falsifying a document as part of a deal with prosecutors conducting their own criminal inquiry into the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign. That, according to the New York Times,
38-year-old Kevin Kleinsmith was assigned to the Russia investigation. He plans to admit he altered an email from the CIA that investigators relied on to seek renewed court permission in 2017 for a secret wiretap on former Trump campaign manager Carter Page. Mr. Kleinsmith's lawyer says he deeply regrets having altered the email and that it was never his intention to mislead the court or his colleagues, as he believed the information he relayed was accurate.
That's correspondent George Bonzani. The heat wave blasting the Southwest could be one of the most significant in quite a while, lasting from 7 to 10 days. Temperatures in places like San Francisco and Sacramento could reach triple digits, with places like California's capital city reaching 110. Cooling centers are being set up throughout California to offer relief to overheated residents. Officials say people in the affected areas should drink plenty of water, stay out of direct sunlight as much as possible, reduce outdoor physical outdoor activities, and wear loose, light-fitting clothing during the heat wave. President Trump is intensifying his efforts to block mail-in voting.
The president acknowledged on Thursday he's resisting new funds for the Postal Service sought by Democrats in the new COVID-19 bill to facilitate more mail-in voting, a process Republicans say leaves the election more open to voter fraud. Meanwhile, the president's campaign is suing two Iowa counties that are making it easier to vote by mail during the pandemic. The campaign of President Trump's opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, meanwhile, jumping on his comments, likening the president's actions to sabotage. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points, the Nasdaq dropped 23, the S&P down a fraction, oil dropped to $42.21 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
This is the fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
American Airlines may drive.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The judge hearing the challenge to Governor Sisolak's order to close Silver State bars promises a quick decision in the case. District Judge Kerry Early presided over the 90-minute hearing yesterday, where attorneys for the 62 plaintiffs argued the governor's July 10th order unfairly singled out their businesses despite the compliance with the state's COVID-19 health and safety guidelines. The state contends the governor is not limited from taking whatever action he deems necessary to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Since the lawsuit was filed, the governor has created new guidelines for determining openings and closings of businesses using a more localized criteria. Well, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at 58,650, the death toll 1,030. With another excessive heat warning embracing the Vegas Valley, between now and Wednesday, Clark County is opening more day shelters and cooling stations. 8 additional shelters and cooling stations throughout the valley include the Courtyard Homeless Resource Center on Las Vegas Boulevard, the Downtown Recreation Center on West Basic, and the Salvation Army on West Owens. Well, congratulations to the Golden Knights. They're up 2-0 in their Western Conference quarterfinal series against the Blackhawks. Game 3 is tomorrow.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some heavy volumes right now in a few areas, 15 north at Cactus, 15 south at Spring Mountain, 215 at Valley Verde in both directions. Also, those lane restrictions continue 95 north at Ann Road and St. Rose at the 215 interchange.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. That quote is going to be free. Call them right now, would you please? They're waiting to take your call. 702-714-1060. I'm always so excited on Fridays, guy. I get a chance to listen to what I always call the voice of reason. Yeah. He's Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building up in Mount House in northern Nevada. And he joins us. Rico, how you been? How was your week?
My week has been great so far, and I'm just having a grand time.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I got to ask you, because we talked with Wayne Thorley about it. The attorney general says mail-in voting in the state of Nevada and across the country is reckless. He used the word reckless. That's his word, not mine. And Wayne Thorley, who is the assistant to Barb Zagafsky, disagreed. Said, No. We've dealt with mail-in balloting for a long time here in Nevada, and we've done well. Do you buy that, or would you call him on?
No, I don't. No, I side with Bill Barr. This is. It is reckless. It's a recipe for stealing elections. You know, what Barr said related to the fact that we as a nation are so divided in an unprecedented way, I think, we're divided. Not since probably the Civil War has the nation been so divided. At this particular time in history, it's a particularly bad time to do this, and that it is, in fact, reckless. I agree with him completely, and I think that we will see the Democrats will cheat. You know, all methods are acceptable to them to achieve the utopian end they desire.
Why are they the only ones that cheat? How come we don't cheat?
Because we have a different set of values. Republicans tend, well, you know, to be completely honest, we tend to be believers in faith. And because of that, we have a higher calling. We have something that we have to answer to. Their highest calling is government. And if they win, that's all that matters to them. And so, consequently, we say cheating. I've mentioned to you before where I did a recount down in Southern California on a senatorial election, and we found, God, it was like 1,900 dead people that voted. You know how many voted Republican? Zero.
Oh, my.
They all voted for the Democrat candidate. It was clearly fraud, but it wasn't enough to sway the election. It was Huffington lost to Barbara Boxer, and it was a drubbing anyway. But they did cheat, and they cheated substantially. And we just don't see that on the Republican side, because we self-regulate. And if we had one of our own doing something like that, we would call them down on it. We wouldn't allow it. Whereas the Democrats turn their back to it or praise it.
So what happens when we legalize ballot harvesting, which previously, believe it or not, was a felony in this state until AB 4 was passed and signed by the governor? How's that going to work? I mean, how will the Democrats cheat on that one?
Well, they will. They'll go to the most vulnerable, those that they can persuade to vote in a certain way, or they will simply vote for them and get them to sign. And that's what they've done in the past. And they're not going to vote to Republicans. They're not going to persuade Republicans to vote. They're not going to encourage Republicans to vote. They're going to do everything they can to discourage that. And they're going to encourage as many Democrat votes as possible, which is unfair and dishonorable.
I want to ask you about this whole notion of the African-American vote. And, you know, the president got 8% of the African-American vote in 2016. The question is, can that become 18, 19, 20, 25%? Is it still possible, despite what we're going to hear over the next 81 days? We got 81 days till Election Day, early voting, October 17th. Is it possible the president could do even better than that?
I think he certainly can. And my fond hope is that the 2 or 3% that Kanye West is going to merit don't come out of Donald Trump's 8%. Because, you know, Kanye West is clearly what he's doing. I love it. You know, he's running to help President Trump, I think. And I think it's perfectly legitimate and kind of fun to see our side doing something clever for change.
The Democrat Party has always been a niche party. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's gays, it's pot smokers, it's people that, anti-gun people. It's a lot of different niche groups. What happens mm-hmm. if one of their niche groups goes away, or at least dramatically goes away? And I'm talking about the African-American vote, the Hispanic vote, perhaps. What happens to that coalition?
Well, I think they're in real trouble. They are a coalition party. They attempted that with Hillary Clinton's election and lost, because America rose up. The silent majority is out there, rose up and voted, and they voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump won a pretty big win. I think there's a really good chance that Trump is going to get a more substantial part of that, of the black vote, because of what he's done in Ohio, what he's done in Pennsylvania, what he's done in West Virginia with bringing back industry. And, you know, a lot of those workers are African-Americans, and they appreciate the fact that they've got jobs, good, high-paying jobs that were lost before. And Trump promised he'd do it, and he did it. And I think that's going to merit quite a few additional votes. And I'm kind of thinking he's probably going to be in the 12 or 13% range, which is a huge improvement.
One thing I've never understood for years, and that is the way is the Jewish vote in America. Votes Democrat on a fairly regular basis. And I'm wondering, with what happened earlier this week with the UAE-Israel deal, does that lock up the Jewish vote for the president?
I think it's certainly going to help. And, I've always been baffled by the history that has brought us to this place in terms of the Jewish vote. And I think it goes back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I think he swayed a lot of Jewish voters in that time in history, it became a cultural thing where they vote Democrat because of that. But, you know, the younger Jewish men and women are not so monolithic. They are much more mixed in terms of their voting, and they're not getting that, you know, that 80% number that they've been achieving amongst older Jewish voters. So I'm real hopeful about what young Jewish people are going to do.
81 days from now, we're going to go to the polls. and October 17. Give me your sense of what Northern Nevada is doing. I mean, do you see candidates out there? I know with COVID-19, you can't really be out on the stump the way you used to. You can't be, you know, knocking on doors. Do you see people knocking on doors up in Northern Nevada?
Nope, not at all. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've been out and about a lot, and I have seen exactly three Biden signs. One of them was in Wilton, California today. I saw a Biden sign in a window. I saw a Biden sign in Knight's Ferry, California, Oakdale. I saw one there in a guy's yard. And I saw one in Nevada, in downtown Carson City. I saw one. I bet you I've seen 500 Donald Trump signs. I mean, everywhere you go, there's Donald Trump signs. Northern Nevada is Trump country, and he's going to win huge. Now, perhaps not in Washoe County. I don't know how close that'll be, but I would be surprised if he wins Washoe County. But it'll be closer there. But the outlying cities and towns, very, very much Republican voters and very much Trump supporters.
Did you ever know Kamala Harris?
You know, I only knew her by reputation, and I would rather really not discuss that too much. She had a reputation, and it was talked about.
Well, was that the Willie Brown stuff? The Willie Brown stuff?
Yeah. Willie Brown was I got to tell you, Willie Brown's story is very interesting. I was coming in as he was leaving. He was just leaving office, and I was just been elected. He invited me to his office. And I got to tell you, he had the most spectacular bar you've ever seen.
He opened in his office?
In his office? In his office. A huge bar. And he was really an interesting character. What he would do is he would, he did this with Paul Horcher. I remember Paul Horcher was a Republican and voted for Willie Brown for Speaker, and we recalled him. Paul Horcher, when he first got elected, Paul Horcher had some skeletons in his closet that were very unattractive. And Willie Brown not only had the proof, he possessed the proof. It was nowhere else but in his desk. And the story is that when Paul Horcher came to see him on his introductory meeting, Willie Brown took them out, the pictures, and set them on the counter. And basically the unspoken threat was, if you don't play ball, these are going to become public. And, you know, after that, Paul Horcher came out of the closet, and, you know, he was a Republican from a very conservative district, and it would have been very bad for him, but it turned out badly for him in any case. But that's Willie Brown. He played hardball. I went into a restaurant in Sacramento, a fancy place, and I went in at early, and I was going to meet someone, and Willie Brown was there with a lobbyist, and they were engaged in a very intimate moment. And I quickly turned around and walked out. It was very embarrassing. Willie Brown was quite the cat.
Wow. Wow. More coming up with Rico Waller.
I couldn't believe all those stories that I could tell you. There's a million of them. The funny things that happened, the behavior that people exhibited away from their home and their family when they were, and not just Democrats, Republicans too. You know, there are a lot of young men who get elected to office who've never been the guy the girls chased, the girls liked or wanted, but they suddenly became famous. They never experienced that kind of attention before, and they succumbed to it, ended up losing marriages and really messing up their lives.
Oh, wow. Wow. Rico Waller joining us. He'll tell some more tall tales coming up, and maybe some about Kamala Harris, maybe some about Willie Brown, who was, one of the most interesting characters probably in California history, and the state of California's had a lot of, you know, Governor Moonbeam and people like that. We'll talk about that more coming up. Rico Waller joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. You've heard her here on the show, and she knows her stuff. Make your chronic pain go away. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. Rico Waller joining us. And if you wonder why he knows so much about California politics, he was a member of their legislative branch of government for, what was it, 7 or 8 years?
8 years.
Eight wonderful years.
Eight much of the longest years of my life.
I was going to say, much of it in the minority.
Yeah.
Want to ask you about Kamala Harris and what she's going to mean to the ticket. I'm a big believer that nobody votes for vice president. It doesn't win you votes. It can lose you votes. I'm curious, though, what you think of Kamala Harris and what she's going to mean to this Biden ticket.
Well, I'm surprised they picked someone from California, which is a sure win state to the Democrats. That surprises me. So that has no that tertiary benefit that comes from picking someone from Pennsylvania or Ohio or Florida, marginal states. So that I thought that was kind of a bad pick. What I am really curious about is when they debate, I would like to hear Mike Pence play back or repeat the things she said about Joe Biden and ask her, are you telling the truth now? Or were you telling the truth then?
Ooh.
She was incredibly hard on him. The things she said were disqualifying. Why should she be on the ticket? I can't, obviously she didn't believe it when she said it, or she wouldn't be on the ticket. But that means she was lying then. I wouldn't use the word lie. Say, are you telling the truth now, or were you telling the truth then? And let her answer that question, because she said he was a serial womanizer. That he was a taking advantage of women.
Yeah.
She said that he was anti-busing, all of these things that she said about him that were really awful attacks. They should be brought back to her and let her respond to them now. Now that she's his running mate, was she telling the truth then, or is she telling the truth now?
Yeah, that's I can't wait. And I know it doesn't mean anything, but I just hate it when people flip-flop and they go from being a centrist to a leftist to a centrist. And she's trying to do that all herself. I just think that's wrong.
I think she's anybody's puppy that'll play.
81 days out. What's your prediction?
In our country.
Hmm.
I think we're going to win, and I think that the enthusiasm level for Joe Biden is nil. There is no enthusiasm. They're doing everything they can to keep him in hiding because he's lost his mind and he can't campaign. And the enthusiasm for Trump is gargantuan, but it's relatively quiet. I mean, you talk to people. I was doing an estimate for a doctor the other day, a lady doctor in Stockton, California. And I slowly broached the subject, just a little bit here, a little bit there. And finally she came out and said, well, I'm telling you, I'm a Trump supporter. I can't say much about that out loud to people because everybody gets angry. But I'm voting for Donald Trump, so is my husband. All my family, we're all voting for Donald Trump.
And, wow.
But people don't come out with that unless, if you slowly enter a conversation where you toss out a few little things, people will come around and they'll start to pick up that you're a conservative. And then you can have a conversation and update what they really think. And I think that's much, much more prevalent than we realize. I think there are lots of people just chomping at the bit to go vote for Donald Trump.
I got to tell you, I'm praying for our country that there will be enough right-minded people who will get it, who will understand that this, the importance of this election. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Nevada legislature. And, we always talk about how elections have consequences. That's exactly what we're faced with right now on a national level. The idea of a federal mask mandate, what do you think of that?
Oh, my gosh, it's not going to happen. And I think it'd be a terrible, terrible thing. I think this is gone. There's a study, I just heard about this yesterday, in England. They did a study on those that have died of COVID and those that have died because of the lockdown. And they said, and I've not seen the statistics, but they said that it was 2-1. Two more people died because of the lockdown than died because of COVID.
And by the way,
by the way, my
IT guy, who I love, Kevin, he gave me some numbers, and I promised I'd use them. So far this year, we have had 160,000 people die of the COVID-19. But we've had 70,000 die of the flu, of just common every influenza. I know the number, but we're talking about a pandemic versus something that happens every year. And so far,
right.
So far, it's 70,000 influenza, 160,000 have died via the COVID-19.
Kevin, this reminds me of floods. Okay, when there's a giant flood and it floods 1,000 houses,